From high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, it's KZMU News. I'm Molly Marcello.
This is your news for Tuesday, November 24th. State and local officials need more input on a regional transportation plan for Moab and Spanish Valley. The plan is looking to come up with safety and connectivity improvements across the valley.
That survey's big time, right? Like, there really hasn't been much weigh-in on that.
Grand County Commissioner Evan Clapper, he thinks there could be some planning fatigue in the community, or maybe there's just lots of surveys going around these days. Whatever the case, stakeholders say more feedback is critical to this process. As of last week, only about 230 people have weighed in.
A couple of our stakeholders pointed out that for Moab, that's a pretty low response rate, which is funny because that's an enormous response rate in other parts of Southern Utah, where I've done, you know, similar surveys.
Jeff Sanders, planner with the Utah Department of Transportation. People do get interested in planning and roads here in Grand County, especially with the recent rate of congestion during the fall tourism season. This regional transportation plan aims to create a series of projects across the valley, thinking solutions for both the short term and very long term, even decades ahead. Here's Clapper.
This Moab and Spanish Valley Regional Transportation Plan is a long-term thing. You know, this is something that we're looking to adopt in 30 years, which is good planning.
Grand County, Moab City, San Juan County, and the State Trust Lands Administration are all involved in this planning effort. They've each contributed up to $10,000 towards this process so far. UDOT put in the most money at $100,000.
There's just skin in the game there. And is, I think, a pretty good indication to us, at least, that they're very interested in participating in this.
There's been a lot of talk about transportation issues in the community this year and how to solve them. Elected representatives are right now requesting the State Transportation Commission give their go-ahead on three local projects. If approved, they would create more parking downtown, a pilot shuttle system, and a safer multi-use path for Moab and Spanish Valley. Those items, collectively bundled, are known as the Arches Hotspot Projects for the pot of money that would be used to fund them. This regional transportation plan is not the Arches Hotspot Projects. However, Sanders explains that they could run in parallel.
We've tried to coordinate between the Hotspots Committee and what they're doing and then this regional long-range plan. A few of the individuals on the Hotspots Committee, for example, are also stakeholders in the group that we're working with.
Sanders says that UDOT has incorporated some projects passed on by the Arches Hotspot Committee into their long-range plan. That includes potentially adding capacity to Highway 191. The bottom line is, UDOT anticipates more people moving into Spanish Valley in the next few years and even decades, and they want to be prepared for that.
Obviously, Spanish Valley is an area where we expect a lot of future residential and commercial growth. And so this planning effort we're doing now is looking at 191 as it goes through Spanish Valley and how do we better accommodate that growth that we're expecting.
The survey asks community members for feedback on ideas like frontage roads along Highway 191 to improve access to the highway and safety improvements for pedestrians and bikers.
You know, UDOT isn't necessarily trying to push the idea that more roads is the best answer here. UDOT as an organization is really trying to be more multimodal in how it approaches transportation problems.
That means active transportation, biking, walking, as well as transit. However, the survey does not shy away from one road-based issue that's been boiling in the community for years, a highway bypass that would send through traffic around the valley. The survey asks, assuming a bypass is feasible, what do you think of this potential project?
Bypass is very appealing in the abstract, but it's not a silver bullet.
Moab City Council member Kaylin Jones. He, like Clapper, is one of the stakeholder representatives in the regional transportation plan process. Jones is hoping the RTP does not fixate on the bypass.
I think it continues to come up because we haven't proposed a different solution or a better solution, but it's also hard to communicate the nuances of how effective it might be. On the RTP survey, people are just asked, do you want a bypass to be studied? I don't know how many people are going to go through the different pages of that and think about, well, how effective is this going to be and what are the other alternatives? because we keep focusing on it, then it can be a diversion from talking about other things that may actually move us closer to the to our goals of having a safe Main Street as well as a pleasant downtown.
Sanders says yes, the bypass is part of the survey, but he says the regional transportation plan is not necessarily about pushing that concept forward. If creating an alternate route for through traffic is identified as a need or interest, Sanders says language referring to a bypass would likely remain pretty vague in the plan at this point.
I don't know where we're going to go with it at this point, honestly, but I think it would be pretty generic. It would be something like, let's explore ways to help route traffic or help route freight traffic so that it doesn't always have to go right through downtown Moab.
Sanders said that could be a road in a different location in the valley, or maybe it's other highways in other parts of the state that could be advertised as a route for freight traffic. In short, long-range planning. In addition to prioritizing projects for the local area, Sanders hopes this process will help establish a regional planning board, because
transportation problems don't stop and start at city boundaries. And in the Moab area, you have, of course, the city, you have Grand County, you have San Juan County. And if each of those different jurisdictions are making plans for alleviating transportation, that should happen in some sort of coordinated fashion.
To weigh in on the Moab and Spanish Valley Regional Transportation Plan, find the survey and more information in the show notes of today's news on our website or podcast. A private developer's plan to pipe water from Utah to Colorado has been denied again. From KUNC, Luke Runyon has more.
Aaron Million has wanted to build a pipeline from the Green River to the fast-growing Front Range for more than a decade. His latest iteration would have drawn water from the river in Utah, pipe it hundreds of miles across Wyoming, and then drop down into Colorado. But Utah's top water officials rejected the proposal, saying the pipeline would hurt efforts to boost populations of endangered fish. A similar proposal from Million drew criticism from environmentalists in 2012 and was denied by two federal agencies and the state of Wyoming. I'm Luke Runyon.
Thanks to our partners at the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition for that report. And that's the news for Tuesday, November 24th. Get your community-powered journalism Monday through Friday at noon, 7, and anytime online at kzmu.org.